Welcome to the Fuller Market Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 29th of August, recording at 12:53 p.m. British Summer Time, earlier than my usual recordings. Now, first, as this is Friday's audio, it is the big picture long-term outlook for the various asset classes, but first a quick review of the week. We've seen a somewhat steadier action in stock markets, including some participation by the Asian stock markets here today. That's encouraging. They had lagged previously. We have crucially seen steadier action from the banking indices. And as I speak today, although I should emphasize that those banking indices are still lagging their broader indices in the West, as I speak, we have modest gains in European stock markets today. The U.S. markets are yet to open. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds have maintained a generally firm tone, and that's true today. The U.S. dollar has been in a ranging pattern. The interesting question is whether this is a consolidation or a distribution prior to falling back into its range, previous ranges, as I say, versus a consolidation prior to extending its gains. Crude oil is moderately steady as people ponder the consequences of Hurricane Gustav. Well, Tropical Storm Gustav, but likely to turn into a hurricane later today or over the weekend. And soft commodities, metals basically mixed. Maybe metals a little bit easier in here. Okay, so what can we conclude overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, global stock markets, the overall downward trends predominate. This is evidenced by the modesty of the rallies to date, the sequences of lower highs and lower lows, and the declining 200-day moving averages. However, we also know that a technical rally is still underway following that accelerated decline into mid-July, which became very oversold in the short term. Also, a number of indices in the West are still near or even above their January and March reaction lows. So there's been a fair amount of range trading going on here overall. Most commentators are very cautious to some outright bearish. That may well be a contrary indicator, but it is at least justified in terms of most of the technical action that we've seen to date. But again, I'll emphasize that we do have a technical rally underway. We saw the UK index, for instance, push above its earlier August highs yesterday, and a number of other European and also US indices are not that far away from also pushing above their earlier August highs, and that would suggest an extended technical rally over the short term. Now, at this stage, I'm not really looking for anything other than a technical rally, but the extent of the move overall will speak volumes. Needless to say, this is something that I prefer to monitor on a daily basis here. But it's not all gloom, as you can see from the technical action. We also know that there is a very considerable amount of money in the money market mutual funds, and that will be fuel for advances in stock markets at a later date, if not now. Obviously, concerns over the ongoing credit crisis in the West will linger. Obviously, concerns over corporate profits will persist in line with the slowing global GDP growth. And I think that actually, if we had a chart of global GDP growth, it would be heading down. And although that's a lagging indicator, certainly, I would assume that we do see growth slow further before we see it pick up again. And I think that psychologically and also monetarily for stock markets, what would be quite important is when we see a transition. It'll probably be gradualist rather than dramatic, but I've talked about this before, transition away from fighting inflation, or at least toning down the hawkish inflation-fighting rhetoric, and targeting GDP growth. Once again, I think that will happen, but we will have to wait at least a few more weeks and possibly months for that. For that to take place. In terms of very long-term potential, I think that historically we've seen plenty of evidence that that markets tend to bottom within a few months of each other, most of them, not all of them, because obviously there are some special considerations which usually weigh on some out-of-favor markets for longer. But they most of them tend to bottom around the same time. Currently, we only have confirmation of short-term bottoms, as I say, going back to those mid-July lows. But what we have also seen historically is that the stronger growth stock markets tend to lead on the upside once we do. Get evidence of markets bottoming. And that's hardly a surprise, is it? And I think the fuller money themes will be well represented there, not least India, which I've commented on today. Also, the mining shares, they experienced some capitulation selling a few months ago, up until quite recently, but are now showing some bullish short-term signals. For instance, I posted an item on the BlackRock World Mining Trust, which many of you hold, and certainly a core position in my portfolio. And last week, that had a nice upside weekly key reversal, quite an impressive one, as it was an emphatic key coming from an area of previous support, and it's been seeing good follow through this week. So that's interesting. At this stage, I don't expect more than a technical rally, but even if it maintains its range and the overall trend and performance has been far steadier among the leading miners than most broader indices for world stock markets to date. And I think that's justified by the bullish long-term outlook for the sector. In terms of long-dated government bonds, they are still discounting recession fears. And therefore, yields are drifting lower. Prices remain steady. As I've said before, that the decline in long-term interest rates is a positive factor overall. It shows that inflation pressures are no longer the key consideration in investors' minds. And the central banks will be absolutely delighted to see this decline in long-term interest rates, and it will have bullish implications for stock markets because it improves the competitiveness of equities vis-a bonds. Once we do see a return of animal spirits to stock markets and the evidence of breaks of the overall downward trends and establishment of some new uptrends, I would expect long-dated government bond markets to decline significantly in price, but we are not there at this time. Now, elsewhere, if we look at the U.S. dollar, this is an intriguing situation overall. And we have a pause right now, but the last significant thing the dollar did was to break up out of its trading ranges. And that understandably has turned most people dollar bullish, and dollar bullishness also indicates that most people are long. So that is reason enough for a pause and consolidation. But I don't want to try to guess in terms of where this is actually going. I'll rely on the charts to show me. And I said when the dollar was still in its trading ranges that while I'm a long-term skeptic of dollar upside potential, that I'd be guided by the charts. We saw emphatic breakouts. The current pause could be a consolidation prior to additional gains, or it could be the end of the line for the dollar's recovery for quite some time. The evidence will be. Or the uncertainty will be resolved by either renewed breaks up out of the current small trading ranges, which have persisted for about 10 days in the US dollar. If we see the dollar, say, in other words, breaking upwards against a number of different currencies once again, then that would certainly signal a further recovery to follow. Conversely, if we see the dollar drifting back down into some of its prior trading ranges, that would suggest an upside failure, and that we would see another lengthy period of ranging. Let's keep a close eye on the charts, meanwhile. Now, in other areas, commodities, there is some good on the ground evidence reports of further deterioration in the corn and soybean crops, but that is not something that's being discussed by the USDA at this stage. Watch for those important releases coming out on, I believe, the 12th of September and the even more important one on the 15th of October, which I have also mentioned before. And last but not least, crude oil. Which is steadier because of Hurricane Gustav, as I mentioned before. My feeling is that we'll see this trading range persist for a while longer, but that upside potential will be limited to a little bit of top formation extension, and that we will see crude oil moving lower later on this year and probably into next year on a very long-term basis. I do think that crude oil will be moving higher. I think the peak oil debate that is so intriguing and also frightening is really more about the marginal cost of production at this stage. And the marginal cost of production for crude oil is not going to come down very much. Overall, the trend, I would say, is going to be higher, and that will be a driving force taking crude oil higher over the very long term. But I maintain that it's in a medium-term correction, and that will help. And then medium-term corrections following spikes such as we saw with crude can last for easily a couple of years, perhaps more. And that we will see lower inflation data next year. Although, again, we won't see, that'll be because of the annualized figures and the leveling out of prices for many of these commodities. I think that we're unlikely to see any significant decline in overall food prices, for instance. And I think that's pretty much it here today. I've had a shorter update, as I had mentioned, on comment of the day, but it is posted. And normal service resumes next week. Meanwhile, have a very, very good weekend. All the best.